Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the previous discussion on what happens after death, we answered the question about whether the marhumin, the deceased, visit each other. And the answer is yes. We spoke about how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, make sure that your deceased are in the proper shroud as prescribed by the Sharia, because they will meet each other and they will be embarrassed if their shroud is not adequate. At times they could meet with their body, at times they could meet with their soul. We discussed the narration where one man saw a person in a dream who had passed on, and he said, we meet, you know, every Thursday night, Friday mornings, the souls meet. We get reports about what's happening to our family and friends in the world. When you come to the graveyard, especially on Thursday night, Friday, and because of the barakah of Friday going into Saturday, we are aware that you are visiting us and that you have come to our graves. The story of Umm Bishr, the people were passing away in her family, including her husband. And she asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that, can I send my greetings with someone who's, you know, in their final moments? Will it reach? Do the souls meet each other? I'm just giving you the crux of it. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yet most definitely. And she would pass on her greetings to whoever was in their deathbed, that tell my husband Bishr that I've passed on my greetings. Now, today we talk about how your good deeds defend you and protect you from punishment in the grave. There are many ahadith. I'm just going to mention the salient points from these ahadith rather than the exact wording. There's a hadith, for example, of Abu Huraira in Tabarani, radiallahu anhu, that when a believer is in the grave, his salah stands at his head, his zakah on his right, his sawm and fasting on his left, his good and fair actions and good social conduct at his feet. And from any of those directions, if punishment approach, it wards it off. For an unbeliever, it's the opposite, no protection. Then there's the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu an, mentioned by Ibn Hibban, that when the believer is placed in his grave, a devil approaches him from his head, but his prostrations will come between him and it. Then it will approach him from his hands, and his charity will come in between. Thereafter, it will approach him from his stomach, and his fasting will come in between. Then it will approach him from his legs, and his standing on them in prayer will come in between. Then a door of paradise will be opened for him, and he will say, my Lord, take me to my place. He will be told, the brothers and sisters have not yet come along, so sleep in peace, and you will never fear after this. Recitation of the Quran, according to a narration of Tabrani, when something approaches in terms of punishment, the Quran will repel it. And say he used to recite to me. There's one narration that says, a sweet-smelling, handsome man wearing fine clothes will come to him and say, rejoice at that which pleases you. This is your day which you were promised. He will say to him, but who are you? Yours is the face of glad tidings. He will respond, I am your good deeds. Then he will say, oh my Lord, bring the hour so that I may return to my family and wealth. Meaning we can all be reunited in Jannah. This is in Kitab al-Zuhd of Ibn al-Mubarak. For the unbeliever, it will be the opposite. Then the scholars of mentioned that whenever the angel of punishment arrive, the pious believer, his good deeds will ward off the punishment. And specifically, Surah al-Mulk. Imam Nasa'i has quoted the narration of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, that Allah withholds the punishment of the grave from the one who recites Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk every night. During the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we used to call the surah al-mani'ah, the one that protects, meaning from punishment. Ibn Mas'ud in another narration said, with regards to Surah Tabarak, it is the protector restraining the punishment of a grave. When a man dies, he's approached from his legs and his leg will say, there is no way for you here. He used to recite Surah al-Mulk, standing in prayer on me. And when he's approached from his stomach will say, there is no way for you here. He used to recite Surah al-Mulk. In one narration from Abdullah bin Abbas, it is mentioned because some narrations talk about 30 verses, that if you recite a chapter of the Quran that has 30 verses, you won't be touched by the fire in the grave. Fire is kindled all around you and it will consume you. But if you've recited a surah of 30 verses, then you will be protected. And Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said, recite Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk, retain it and teach it to your wife, your children, and the children of your household and your neighbors, For it is indeed the savior and the disputer who will argue with Allah on behalf of its reciter. It will request that he be saved from the punishment of the fire if he has it within him. And by Allah, it will save its reciter from the punishment of the grave. And others have explained that the only surah in the Quran that has 30 verses is Suratul Mulk. So do good deeds in general, and specifically with Suratul Mulk. Recite it yourself and make it a routine for all of your family members to recite Suratul Mulk every evening. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.